Good morning, boys and girls.
Good morning.
How many of you, when you came to church this morning, you were afraid that you might get arrested by a police officer? Doesn't that sound silly? Did you know that there are certain countries in our world where that could happen to you if you were to go to church? And we can be thankful that we live here in the United States of America, where we have what we call religious freedom, where we are free to go to church, to worship God, to study our Bibles, and not have to worry about any police officer or soldier coming and arresting us. But as I said, there are other countries where they do not have this kind of freedom that we have in our country. And one of those countries is China. Now, there are Christian churches in China, but these churches are controlled by the government. The government tells the churches and their pastors what they are allowed to do and what they are allowed to teach. And so there are not very many people who go to these churches, but people have discovered that there are still many, many Christians in the country of China. And some people have estimated that there are 130 to maybe 150 million Christians in China. And they are all meeting secretly. They find places that are away from other people, and they will meet and have their church services and Bible studies in these places. And they hope and pray that nobody finds them, or that nobody reports them to the police or the government, because they could get arrested and end up in jail. And at my church back in Hawaii, we had a man there, an old gentleman, who came from China, and he had actually spent many, many years in jail because he was a Christian. And they told him, if you want to get out of jail, you just say you don't believe in Jesus anymore. And what do you think he did? He said, I will not say that. I will continue to believe in Jesus. And finally, his family was able to convince the government to allow him to come out of jail. And as soon as he left jail, he snuck out of the country and came to the United States, because he wanted to be in a place where he could worship Jesus without having to worry about going to jail. And you know, boys and girls, the Bible is telling us that one of these days, it could be difficult for us here too in the United States, that things could change, and you could actually go to jail because you believe in Jesus. If that day ever comes, when it comes, I hope you'll be like my friend in Hawaii, and you'll say, it doesn't matter what you do to me, you can put me in jail, I will still love Jesus, I will still believe in him, and I will still worship him. And you know what? God promises that he will watch over you and take care of you. And Jesus will come very soon to take us all home to heaven, where we'll never have to worry about being afraid for loving him ever again. And won't that be nice? Let's pray together. Dear Jesus, thank you for loving us. And even though we live in a world that can be dangerous and scary, thank you that you've promised that you'll always be with us and take care of us. Please be with each one of these boys and girls. Please bless them, help them to always love you, to never be afraid, because they love you and serve you. Be with them and their families. Bless them and take care of them. We pray in your name. Amen. Okay, you can help us by